What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, September 14th, 2016, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and another crazy, wacky weekend of whatever is going to be happening during this very chaotic time in our history here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and to begin with, I have been assured that our toll-free lines will be back here the first part of next week. But in the meantime, if you want to call into the show, the numbers once again are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. And if you get a recording, it means the line is busy. You can try a different number, or you can wait a few minutes and call in again. Now, just before we went to air, we started seeing this story pop up on the corporate media. Hillary Clinton will resume her campaign tomorrow, Thursday. And unless they're planning to use the body double, which would be reckless, this tells us that whatever it was that happened on Sunday wasn't pneumonia. You don't get over pneumonia that quickly. And again, with that squeeze test going on, it was something neurological. And perhaps not too surprising at this point, over at WorldNet Daily, they're running a story where apparently some insiders who know Hillary are anonymously confirming that she is at stage 3 Parkinson's disease, which is the stage at which the damage really begins to accelerate. And so it's another confirmation, along with all these other doctors who are saying, yeah, this is Parkinson's. This isn't pneumonia. This isn't dehydration. She's got Parkinson's. And with Parkinson's comes dementia. And that is not something that we would like to have in the person holding those keys to the nuclear weapons. Let's do a little volume check here. Now then, story coming out of Zero Hedge. And it's Dr. Ted Knoll. He's an anesthesiologist, 36 years of experience, and he has been out there with these videos and interviews saying that the symptomology of Hillary Clinton is consistent with Parkinson's disease. And it's a terrible, terrible illness. Your brain is basically melting away on you. And it's certainly not something I would wish on anybody, but if Hillary has it, then she is medically unfit to be the president of the United States of America. Now, a lot of attention has been focused on Chelsea's condo and the fact that the building that the condo is in used to be a hospital. As it turns out, there is still a medical facility inside that building, apparently it is called Metro Care Home Services. It's on the same floor as Chelsea Clinton's condo, and it is a home medical care provider. And maybe that's why they took Hillary there instead of the emergency room, which would be the normal Secret Service protocol, because they didn't want any of the doctors carrying any stories, because they've had a real problem with leaks. Now, a lot of people are pointing a finger of ridicule at the Washington Post over that story they ran yesterday. After months and months of declaring that anybody who had any questions about Hillary Clinton's health was just a wacko conspiracy theorist, they came out with one of the wackiest conspiracy theories so far this year, that Vladimir Putin and or Donald Trump poisoned Hillary. See, her health was fine. It's that dastardly Putin and that dastardly Trump, they've poisoned Hillary Clinton. Which basically tells us that the establishment, they're desperate on the cusp of madness. Because the Washington Post, that is the establishment. Same thing with the New York Times. And they understand that if all of these lies they've been telling to support Hillary Clinton become exposed, they're basically out of business at this point. Now, something else very strange has been happening up in Chippewa, where Hillary Clinton's residence, obviously, it's very well protected. It's under Secret Service protection. But apparently, all of a sudden, they're erecting more barriers, concrete barriers, outside the property and further away. And basically, once you, if you go past the concrete structures or if you walk on the grass, the police will shoo you away. And that seems a bit odd. And the only thing I can think of is following that embarrassing video from Sunday is that Hillary absolutely doesn't want to take the chance that somebody with a camera and a telephoto lens is going to get a picture of something that Hillary does not want to have go out. Now, this being Wednesday, we're starting to get the post 9/11 poll numbers. Trump is pulling well into the lead. He's 5 points ahead in Ohio. Latest Los Angeles Times poll, Donald Trump is ahead by 5 there. In fact, he's now got a 5% lead nationally. Now, 5% is not enough to overcome the vote riggers, but the trend is my friend, as they say. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. And we're talking, obviously, about politics and the campaign. Hillary's supposedly going to be on the campaign trail tomorrow, which tells us whatever it was that happened on Sunday, it wasn't pneumonia. And it may be that she had a seizure related to her stage 3 Parkinson's. Now, Obama is out there campaigning for Hillary and saying, you've got to give us more money. Donald Trump might actually win, and he might. Because Hillary and her team, in fact, the Democratic Party as a whole, are self-destructing. Now, Hillary's comment about deplorable people has now backfired because Trump supporters are going around saying, I'm deplorable and I'm proud of it. I'm a Trump deplorable. Deal with it. And I'd rather be a deplorable for Donald Trump than a parasitic sycophant hanger-oner for Hillary Clinton. Now, the governor of Kentucky is out there, Governor Bevin, saying that if Hillary Clinton, by some skullduggery, becomes president, he sees it as entirely possible that this could lead to bloodshed in the streets. I wouldn't like to see that. But at this point, given her health issues and all the other corruption that is coming on out, if Hillary were to be declared the winner, nobody's going to believe it. They're not going to believe it. One tiny, tiny, tiny bit. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Clinton, Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a couple things. One, I just like to remind everybody, when Ronald Reagan got shot, they wasn't, the first reporters, they weren't sure he was shot. And they wanted to go back to the White House, at least that's one of the reports, and the Secret Service overruled the whole thing, went to standard operating procedure, went to the hospital, and if they went back to the White House, he probably would have died.
Yeah, it was a real close call there, and after he recovered is when people really began to notice that he was in a period of deterioration.
Right, and so given all the different stories about Hillary, how could they know that it would be okay for her to go to Chelsea's apartment and play with the grandkids?
Well, obviously, Hillary was giving the orders. And again, as we pointed out, there actually is a medical facility, a home care medical facility on the same floor as Chelsea's condo in that building. And I think it's probably a safe bet that that's actually where Hillary Clinton went. And this story about playing with the grandchildren is complete and utter nonsense. Because if you buy the official story that she had pneumonia, playing with those kids is very dangerous. She's going to infect them.
Yeah, and you couldn't do it with pneumonia anyways.
No, you couldn't. I mean, I've had pneumonia, and, yes. You know, whatever Hillary had, it wasn't pneumonia. There's no question in my mind.
And I saw side-by-side today, one's hashtagged Hillary, and the other one, on the one on the right, I guess it's her alt-right conspiracy, the alt-Hillary, and they're not even close. Hillary's got a much bigger butt than this girl that walked out of that.
From a distance, to people who aren't looking for a deception, she can apparently pass for Hillary, and apparently she's been playing Hillary since 2009. You know, this has become her full-time gig. But now that we know that it's out there, she is, in fact, very, very easy to spot.
Oh, yeah. It's like, how can you miss this one? It's like, how can you miss her not diving into the pavement like that? I mean, but I just want to remind everybody that, when a client for the Secret Service has any medical emergency, they're we're going to trauma.
Yeah.
This is utter BS.
Yeah, so. it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to OB in Colorado. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to tell you that I've had pneumonia 3 times in the last 6 years, and every time I was hospitalized for at least a week.
Yes.
And
yeah, I mean, I was in the hospital for 10 days, and I hated every minute of it.
Yeah,
I think they would have kept me in the hospital longer than that, but they just got sick and tired of me and said, get out of here.
Yeah, I was also diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, and I don't know, to me, you know, I'm no doctor, but she didn't look like she had pneumonia or Alzheimer's.
I'm not aware that anybody is suggesting she's got Alzheimer's. The consensus opinion is she's suffering from stage 3 Parkinson's.
Well, yeah, and that to me, that would make her unqualified to be president.
No question. No question. Because she's at the stage in Parkinson's where she's going to be suffering dementia. She's got memory problems. We've already seen that. We're hearing that, she's having to just work at memorization of everything she's going to say. She can't think extemporaneously. Remember that video where there was a disruption at her rally and this doctor leaps up beside her and says, you're okay, you're okay, keep talking, keep talking. And that's obviously coaching somebody who can't handle an unexpected situation, which if you're president, most of what you're dealing with during the day is going to be pretty much unexpected.
Yes, sir. And, well, with me, I have trouble remembering people's names, and I can watch a TV program at night, and the next morning I can't remember what I watched.
Well, you know, I've got exactly the opposite problem. Once I've seen a TV show or a movie, I remember it, and I can never watch it again. So it's a vast wasteland out there. Anyway, OB, anything else?
No, sir. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Parkinson's is a possibility, but also you got to look at the WebMD.com page for lupus and look at some of the symptomology she's showing with the rash and a lot of other things. She could possibly have lupus. I mean, it's possible, but Parkinson's is definitely a possibility also. But look over the signs and symptoms of lupus on the WebMD.com page and see what you see there that might fit her scenario. She's a sick lady, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. She's very ill.
It isn't a pneumonia. That's a joke. I've had pneumonia. And you don't bounce back that fast. You don't.
No, you don't. You absolutely do not do that. I mean, I was in the hospital for 10 days, and then for about a week after I finally got home, I was doing this radio show, you know, with an oxygen tube.
Right.
On my nose here. I mean, that's how long it took me to get over this situation. So, yeah, the idea that she had pneumonia and then all of a sudden 2 hours later, somebody who looks just like Hillary is bouncing around the streets and I'm fine and it's a beautiful day. I mean, it's such a complete joke.
Yeah, check out that lupus connection. Maybe it might be something to look at.
All right, I'll take a look at it, but right now we've got all these other doctors, and again, going back to that WorldNet Daily article, some of the Clinton insiders are saying what she has is stage 3 Parkinson's.
Yeah. It also mentions on the lupus that they also are prominent to have DVTs, the deep vein thrombosis, in which we know she has that, so
yeah.
Interesting. Take a look
all
at
right.
it.
Okay. I'll take a look at it, but at this point, I'm betting my nickel on the stage 3 Parkinson's.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, well, along with Hillary's health issues, there are a couple of other things going on here, and one has to do with the fact that Congress is starting their own investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server. They are very dissatisfied with the FBI and the Department of Justice, and as are the rest of us. And they're holding their own investigation, and already we're seeing signs of a massive cover-up. Hillary's IT guy, Brian Pagliani, has immunity. and still refused to show up when he was subpoenaed by the Congress. And obviously, if he's got immunity, he's not going to go to jail for anything he's done. His concern probably is that he's going to wind up, you know, with two bullets in the back of his head and declared a suicide. Now, Representative John Mica took the FBI to task because, as you know, the FBI is trying to drag their feet about honoring the congressional subpoena for every piece of documentation on their investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. And the FBI is trying to take the position about, well, we'll give you this stuff, and this is what you need to look at, and you don't really need the other stuff. And John Mica said, yeah, we do. The subpoena says everything. That means everything. You don't get to decide for the Congress what's important and what's not. Clearly, the FBI knows there is something they have to hide. And again, I'm going to go on asking this question. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 ChinaGate scandal? Was she selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver and that Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the payments? It's a reasonable question to ask, given the way the email server and the foundation are set up, and given the Clintons' past history. It's a perfectly reasonable question, and nobody wants to touch it in the corporate media or the government. Now, as you know, there's been another release of the DNC emails hacked by Guccifer 2.0. And the interim Democratic National Committee chair, Donna Brazile, is out there just in a panic saying, don't look at the new hacked information. It has malware inside. It'll cause your hair to fall on out. You'll have waxy yellow buildup on your kitchen floors if you dare look at those emails. I mean, just anything that they can say to try and discourage people from looking at it. And, of course, ending up with, it's all lies by Russia anyway. These documents were stolen by Russia. No, they weren't. But they're just in a panic right now, trying to come up with anything that is going to get them ahead of this crisis. And it is. This latest release of DNC emails is even more damaging than the ones that came on out during the convention and drove Debbie Wasserman Schultz from her position. One of the most damaging email discussions is an email chain between a Democratic senator donor Jeffrey Leeds traded emails with Colin Powell back in 2015, saying Hillary Clinton could barely climb up the podium steps. She doesn't look good. So we're getting confirmation that, yes, Hillary is dealing with a progressive illness going back for years. Another story that's coming out of Economic Policy Journal, some of the DNC leaks coming out of WikiLeaks demonstrate that the Democratic Party may have been engaged in insider trading, where they were making investments in what would be considered high-risk stocks, but always seem to come out on the winning side. Oh, and by the way, you know, the anti-gun agenda of the Democratic National Committee, turns out the Democratic National Committee invested its money in Smith & Wesson because they knew that every time Obama comes on out talking about banning guns, people buy guns. They were making money off of Obama's gun control policies. Yet another email came on out talking about how stage-managed Hillary's rallies are, complaining about when their allies don't deliver the bodies in time for the cameras. Her rallies are fakes. Those are not real, ordinary Americans supporting Hillary Clinton. They're just rounded up like cattle and delivered for the benefit of the cameras. And she still can't get a crowd that comes anywhere near to that for Donald Trump. It's all a fake. It's all a hoax. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Get no way, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Yet another email in this latest document dump is from Huma Abedin and confirms that Hillary Clinton has a deadly blood clot and has had it for 3 years. It's called a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, and it's obviously in a position where they can't get at it, they can't dissolve it, and as it moves around, it can block the flow of blood to portions of the brain, causing headaches, abnormal vision, partial paralysis. It just goes on and on. And it gets better than that. Apparently, the latest dump of emails has revealed a massive pay-for-play scandal at the highest levels of the U.S. government. This one not only gets Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, this one goes up to Barack Obama himself. And there's literally a price list of what it costs to get an ambassadorship or other top governmental post. And here's the scary part. Remember what I was saying before about we have a government of people who may be very good criminals and very good drug smugglers and money launderers, but they're not good administrators. And now we're seeing the proof that we have a government that's being run by people whose only qualification for office is money. So let me give you some examples. Matthew Barzin raised $3,500,000, became ambassador to Great Britain and then to Sweden. Julius Ganachowski raised $3.4 million, became the chairman of the FCC. Frank Sanchez raised $3.4 million, became the undersecretary of commerce. Charles Rivkin raised $2.5 million, became ambassador to France, and then the assistant secretary of state. Kirk Wager raised $2.3 million, became ambassador to Singapore. Alan Solomont raised $2.3 million, became ambassador to Spain. John Ruse raised $2 million, became ambassador to Japan. Nicole Avant raised $2 million, became ambassador to the Bahamas. Eileen Chamberlain Donahoe became raised $2 million, became ambassador to the United Nations. And it goes on and on and on. And it's not just ambassadorships, it's other government positions. And it's a giveaway. It's a complete giveaway. They sold the government to the highest bidder. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you know, yesterday I was hearing the hearings regarding Hillary's email, and I came to the conclusion, you know, three of those guys refused to testify. They all took the Fifth Amendment. Then I realized to myself, you know, they're not protecting Hillary. They're protecting Barack Obama, just like with Nixon, those guys that did not take who did not testify, they were protecting Nixon. And you basically stated it by reading your last comments regarding Barack Obama and getting money for certain positions.
Well, I'm certain that these people who are connected with Hillary's email server are refusing to testify out of a sense of self-preservation.
Well, that's part of it.
You know, I mean, there's even a cartoon that's been going around the net for a while where Hillary's talking to Brian Pagliano and saying, you did the right thing taking the Fifth Amendment. I only have two words for you, Vince Foster.
Well, tell me this, though. How come the Congress isn't going after the White House?
They may yet.
I hope
they may yet. I mean, you know, there's a huge can of worms there. If I'm right about that email server, there's a huge can of worms there they're going to have to deal with. And
is this why Harry Reid became very combative when he heard about what the FBI had to tell him?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, because what we're hearing from an inside source at the FBI is that the Clinton Foundation is actually a giant slush fund and a money laundry, and all the top people in Washington, D.C. are involved with it. And if that all comes on out, I mean, we're talking about scraping out Washington, D.C. and starting over with a clean slate.
Now, does that include Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett?
We're not sure. Okay. We don't have the names yet, but we are hearing from this FBI insider saying that all the top level of the government are tainted by this. They're all part of the corruption. Jim?
Well, don't you think Barack Obama knew about Hillary's email?
I'm sure he did. There's no question he did. He used her private server email address on occasions. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay, I'm going to let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the latest dump of DNC emails. Pardon me. And we were talking about the very obvious pay for play where our ambassadorships and top government positions were given to people who were not necessarily the best qualified to do the job, but were simply the source of huge amounts of money coming into the Democratic campaigns. And this is tainting not just Hillary Clinton, but President Obama himself. And another one of the emails from this dump shows Democratic Party officials specifically discussing how they were going to arrange these donations in order to avoid red flags that they were pay for play. All right, let's take a phone call here. Kathleen in Paris. Aloha, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's about this topic that you're talking about. You know that Janine, Judge Jeanine Pirro?
Yes.
She said one time when Hillary was trying to defend herself, she said, Hillary said, Judge Pirro called it a shot across the bow. Hillary kept repeating, everybody knew I was doing it. Everybody knew. And she was defending, you know, Colin Powell told me it was okay, and everybody knew. So what she's saying is Obama knew.
Well, we know that Obama used Hillary's Clinton email address on a couple of occasions. So, yeah, he did know. He did know what was going on. There's no question about that.
So there was no doubt that she was going to walk free, or she's taking Obama down with her.
Well, see, that's the secret of the Clintons' power throughout the years. They have enough inside information on the government, especially the CIA drug running and the selling of drugs to our children, where they can destroy careers. They're untouchable because of everything that they know. But at some point, you know, we're going to have to rip the scab off of that and let it all out for the American people to see what's really been going on.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, Judicial Watch has just released 72 pages of Department of Justice documents revealing email conversations between officials and the staff of Senator Whitehouse regarding ways to prosecute the Tea Party groups to wage lawfare against them to try and shut them down. And maybe because of all this nefarious behavior, because the Internal Revenue Service is supposed to be nonpartisan. They're not supposed to be a weapon against the enemies of the administration. That was actually originally going to be one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. So Republicans have now submitted a resolution to impeach the IRS commissioner. It's probably not going to pass because they don't want to be audited every year for the rest of their lives. They're starting to understand the American people are looking at all this stuff that's going on. And something's going to have to get done about it, one way or the other. And I'm deeply concerned about it being the other. Now, there's another story that's come on out. This is from Russia Insider, that Hillary Clinton kept a hit list of political enemies, which is hardly surprising. Nixon had an enemies list as well, and basically talks about all the journalists who have been fired for criticizing Hillary. And this last week, when the story about her health began to really grow before the incident at 9/11, we saw iconic people in the corporate media losing their jobs just for suggesting that maybe there's a legitimate question about Hillary's health. And by the way, Dr. Drew and all the rest of those people, they now have grounds for wrongful termination lawsuits against their former employers, and I hope they sue. I hope they sue these corporate media outlets to extinction for the way they were treated. Here we actually had some people within the corporate media trying to do their job properly, and they were punished for it. Another DNC email refers to Democratic donors as clowns. That's what they really think of you out there. You're just a bunch of clowns. You're there to be used. Now, as you're probably already aware, the Democrats are on the warpath against any kind of voter ID law. They're sending their lawyers out across the country trying to figure out ways they can overturn or erase laws that require people to show an ID to vote. And their excuse is it's discriminatory, it's racist, and that, of course, is completely, completely absurd. Because you have to show an ID to buy a bottle of wine. Nobody says that's racist or discriminates against minorities. You have to show a license to drive a car if you're pulled over by the police. Nobody says that's racist or discriminatory against minorities. But what they want is voter ID laws erased so that anybody can vote using anybody else's voter registration. These motor voter laws have created vast numbers of voter registrations which are never used. And that is fodder for massive election fraud. And so the Democrats are against voter ID. But as it turns out, the Democrats have an internal voter ID system to track Democratic voters. So keeping, you know, getting ID from voters is good for the Democratic Party, just bad for the actual election. A little bit of hypocrisy there. Another email's come on out showing that Huma Abedin was mocking Benghazi on the same day that Hillary Rodham Clinton attended the coffin ceremony for the four Americans she let die. And that, I think, fits the definition of deplorable a lot more closely than being a Trump supporter. So how is the corporate media dealing with all of this? Well, they're trying to find a way out of this self-created mess. And CNN is out there. Basically, they're going through the emails, and the only ones they're publishing are ones where this Democrat says Donald Trump is a bad guy, or that Democrat says Donald Trump is racist. That's all they're putting out there. They're not putting out all the stuff about, the pay for play, the confirmation that Hillary has had this illness she's dealing with back in 2015. They're just cherry-picking anything that can be used as a weapon against Donald Trump, which is why most WAGs say that CNN stands for the Clinton News Network. Now, another revelation that's come on out from these emails is the Democratic National Committee has an automated system that allows them to rewrite state voter rolls. Do you remember back during the primary where people were showing up to vote and they were told their registrations had been changed mysteriously? All the Bernie Sanders voters were told they couldn't vote for Bernie Sanders because they'd been re-registered as Republican, or they'd been re-registered as Libertarian. And now we find out the DNC had a system that literally let them go into all the state voter rolls and execute mass changes. So right now, the Democratic National Committee, about all they can really say about this is all Trump and Russia. They're the problem. We're not doing anything that politicians haven't been doing all along. But gosh darn that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, this is all their fault. And you shouldn't be reading anything that the Russians had anything to do with. And of course, the Russians didn't have anything to do with this at all. It's thought that much of the DNC was a leak, probably by Seth Rich, who paid the ultimate price for it. Now, Oliver Stone, who has his new film about Edward Snowden out, is saying that his inside sources are saying that the DNC hack was an inside job. And remember, Julian Assange made a point of saying none of this had anything to do with Russia, and he implied it was Seth Rich. He stopped short of confirming it because Assange is trying to protect his sources, but he got awfully, awfully close to saying that it was Seth Rich. Now, Michael Savage is somebody that I tend not to agree with very often about anything, but in this case, he's absolutely right. Michael Savage is out there saying the Democrats are going to try and rig this election. This is reported over in WorldNet Daily. And Michael Savage is out there saying that this country could be one bad election away from losing everything. And he's absolutely right about that. When he's right, he's right. So let's turn over to the war zones. Emphasis on the plural. Things are getting interesting over there. So far, the Turkish general staff has announced over 500 square miles in Syria have been freed from Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, whatever they're calling themselves this week. Russia has asked for a 48-hour extension of the Syrian ceasefire, mostly because the U.S.-backed moderates are refusing to honor it, and the Russian soldiers guarding the humanitarian transit route for the supplies have come under fire. Now, as we pointed out yesterday, statements made by John Kerry last week regarding how the U.S. was going to work together with Russia and Syria and was all about getting the terrorists have already been discredited. The State Department came on out and said, no, we're not working with Assad. John Kerry was wrong about that. And Russia is pointing out that the U.S. is still refusing to carry out bombing raids against their pet terrorist groups. So with a track record of honesty like that, it's no surprise that Russia is demanding that the upcoming U.S.-Russia pact on Syria should be published for the world to see in order to avoid what they're politely terming as misinterpretations. In other words, there'll be a pact and the U.S. will say, oh, well, you misunderstood what we said. We're really going to be doing this. And so Russia is saying, we're going to make it public. A little bit of sunlight to make sure that things are not misunderstood. Now, as you know, the U.S. is trying to provoke Iran. They're sending their Navy surveillance planes right along the border with the transponders turned off. That's a very threatening, provocative thing to do. Iran is warning the U.S. Navy that if they don't quit that stuff, they're going to shoot the planes down. And, of course, the U.S. government and the corporate media are saying, oh, see, Iran is the troublemaker. Iran's the troublemaker. No, they're not. I mean, if Iran was tooling around the Gulf of Mexico or Baja California, you could make a case that Iran is being threatening. But you need to remember that Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. Certainly a record the U.S. cannot come close to matching. And Iran has issued a statement to the U.S. Navy, go play around the Bay of Pigs in the Gulf of Mexico, because that's your side of the planet. The Persian Gulf is ours. And they're absolutely right. The Persian Gulf borders Iran. And you've got all these U.S. ships and planes just buzzing around there, rattling their weapons. It's obvious who the provocateur is here. Now, down in Libya, I love this headline. This is coming out of Russia Today. And it's basically quoting statements from the U.S. government, how the rogue Libyan government vows to protect national wealth as West demands withdrawal from seized oil ports. And the U.S. and several of its allies have condemned the takeover of four oil terminals in Libya by the country's rival administration, calling for an immediate withdrawal. Something you need to understand, when they say rival administration and rogue, what they're talking about is the government that the people of Libya want instead of their imposed U.S. puppets. That's what this is really all about. All of these countries are sick and tired of being overthrown and having puppet rulers imposed on them by the United States. Because now they all understand that's what's been going on to their countries. They're not genuine revolutions. They're manufactured from outside. Since 9/11, last 15 years, the U.S. government has spent close to $5 trillion, with a T, on wars. And that's not including the some $6 trillion that has supposedly gone missing over the years from the Pentagon. So that's $11 trillion to the so-called Defense Department. It's really an offense department, but they call it the Defense Department. Now, just for a moment, imagine what $11 trillion could do for the United States. It could repair all of our crumbling infrastructure. It could rebuild the factories, bring jobs back to the United States. We could incentivize manufacturers to bring their manufacturing back to this country. By the way, apparently Ford is moving the last of their small car production down to Mexico. $5 trillion plus the six that went missing. $11 trillion. That's a lot of money. Of course, you know the feeling over there in Washington, D.C. A trillion here, a trillion there. Soon you're talking some real money. Now, story. Let's talk about the economy. Story over in Zero Hedge. Company Interactive Brokers has basically started a practice they're calling mandatory cap price, saying that the brokerage will now choose to set a cap or a floor or simply cancel any order that would otherwise be marketable due to a price that is not consistent with a fair and orderly market. And I'm going to take a guess here that somebody tried to get into Interactive Brokers and do the cyber equivalent of a pump and dump on them, and this is their response to that. Okay. Coming up on a commercial break, I'm going to take phone calls after the coming commercial. Apparently, Rothschild Gulf Investment Bank is now the subject of a scam alert by ADGM. And apparently, the Rothschild Gulf Investment Bank has not been granted a financial services permission as an authorized person. In other words, they're doing business without the appropriate paperwork, and they're going further to say such misrepresentations may be linked to other illegal activities, meaning now one of the Rothschild banks may be caught laundering money for the drug criminals. We got to take a break for commercials. We got some calls waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. Not go down in Gaza tonight.
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones here. Alex in San Antonio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Alex, aloha, are you Mike. There?
Yes. Hi. Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I wanted to see your opinion about this possible scenario regarding Hillary Clinton and her possible replacement being Michelle Obama and her possible VP being Bernie Sanders. What do you think?
I think it's nonsensical to even suggest that Michelle Obama would be put in as a candidate. Nobody would vote for her. She's got zero experience other than being the wife of a previous president. And everybody remembers that disastrous Michelle Obama lunch program in the schools. If Hillary is forced to step down, it should go to Bernie Sanders because he had the second highest number of votes. But I think what they'll do is shove Bernie Sanders aside and put Joe Biden in there, possibly with Sanders as the VP, because Biden is a very good debater and these upcoming debates are where this election is going to be won or lost. And we're hearing that all the top Democrats are in a total panic, that Hillary is not going to be able to handle the debates. They're trying to change it to more of a forum rather than let Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton talk to each other. And by the way, one of the leaked DNC emails confirms Hillary Clinton does use a radio earpiece. Because she can't think for herself. She's got a room full of people who feed her sound bites. So, you know, Donald Trump is not going to be debating Hillary Clinton. He's going to be debating six or seven policy experts.
Okay. So you discarded the idea of Michelle Obama being someone that they might put up there.
I think it would be one of the most foolish and reckless things they could possibly do.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. And we're going to switch to Ken in Massachusetts. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, it's Ken. Hooray for Mike. Hey, Mike, I was calling up, you know that comedian politician they call Joe Biden?
Yes.
I was, you know, he's always getting away with saying, like, he said it about Trump, and I know he said it before, he'd say, that person's full of blarney. And then the news media comes out and they make like a big deal out of, oh, he's so funny, he said the word blarney, and they tell you what blarney means. So I decided to look up the word blarney for myself, and I found out that the origin of the word blarney is Hillary.
I'm kidding, of course. Okay, all right.
Anytime somebody says somebody's full of blarney, they're actually saying they're full of Hillary. And then I went further on to investigate the word
Hillary.
Well,
them's fighting words.
Yeah, yeah. And they said that the word Hillary is also the origin of the word felony. Can you believe that one?
Yeah, I'm more inclined to buy that one than insult the Irish.
Yeah, me too. So, like, from now on, if you see somebody and they're trying to, you know, somebody that's been convicted of five felonies, you can say they've been convicted of five Hillaries.
It could become a term of craft here. Nixon stuck around as a pejorative in politics, I think Hillary's going to wind up the same way. All right, Ken, got to let you go. Got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.